Listener friend, welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness, positivity, and insight. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope you're staying mindful in each and every moment of your day. Hope you're becoming more present in the body. Hope you're embodying safely, inhabiting the body, your nervous system safely and openly flowing, letting that prana, that universal life force energy, run through your veins and run through the meridians of your biological physiology. Because everything runs in its own accord. If you stop thinking about it or meddling with it or fiddling with it, it will just flow nicely and healthily. This goes with our physiology, with our emotions, and with our relationships as well. Your mind, emotions, and spirit share their truths. You're not just a structure of flesh and bones, existing merely on the material, physical, 3D plane. You have feelings and thoughts, and what are these things? What's a feeling and what's a thought? We tend to get too attached to what is material, what can be seen, what occupies space, what is solid. But the truth of the matter is nothing is really material. Nothing is solid. If you zoom in into a rock, it's filled with space. We had a tattoo client and her Instagram is called Tardy Babe. And her content is zooming in into the microscopic world of anything. Sand, water, milk. If you zoom in into anything, there's a world there and there is more space than not space. So what I'm driving at here is nothing is solid. So detach yourself from things that are identifiable. We tend to attach our things to things that are known, concepts, constructs, stories that provide certainty. But nothing in life is certain, my friend. Be comfortable with being uncertain. Do not mind what happens next. You can become certain in uncertainty. You can find peace by having trust and faith that all is well, that all is running, going according to plan, according to a plan that you do not know of. Go with the unknowing. Just trust your gut. Cultivate your intelligent intuition. This can be done through praying and going within. Whatever practice you may have, it can be yoga, it can be deep breaths, it can be your creativity. As long as you are embodying the truth of who you are and expressing it outwardly, coming from the inside, being brought forth towards the outside, that is the way to go. Letting it flow through you, letting the energy pass through you. It's all just energy. We all run through this law called eternal transmutation of energy. It is the law of vibration that everything moves. So let it move through you. It can be in the form of dance, writing, poetry, expression, happiness, appreciation. Let it run through you. So the mind gets in the way most times and it analyzes, is this a good choice? Is this a bad choice? So take a step back and just let the chatter be. Just let the mind run its random producing of thoughts. It produces thoughts nonstop. That is its nature. And come to peace with it. They're just thoughts. And thoughts can be changed. Becoming a wise discerner of your thoughts, it only becomes emotional or energetically strong within your body and within your reality if you attach to a certain thought, or if you bring your attention to it repeatedly, it then becomes ingrained in your subconscious programming, and then it becomes your paradigm. Shift your paradigm. Shift the belief in limitation. Open yourself up to the truth of what you are, which is pure joy, abundance, possibility, strength, and blessedness, and nobility, and happiness. It is a gift, and it is all within us already. All we gotta do is harmonize with it. All we gotta do is remember through prayer and silence, and to not get distracted by externalities, like things around you, because your environment is designed to pull you away from yourself. Everything that you see wants your attention. It invites you to bring your attention to that specific thing, such as advertisements, entertainment, okay, temptation to not be in the present moment. But be here now, my friend. That's the only way to be. The mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual aspects of your being are all dynamically interconnected. Each corresponds to one of the four H. Head, which is the mind, heart, which is the emotions, hand, which is the body, and hunch, which is the spirit. It's not unusual for the body to be speaking in metaphor, giving you a warning that something else is out of balance in your life. Perhaps arising from your thoughts, your emotions, or your spiritual life. So be mindful of the body. Why is it tensing up? Sometimes we feel that stirring up in the belly. Maybe you're about to do something worthwhile or epic. That's why you're scared. Maybe you're shedding parts of yourself that you have gone used to. Okay? Try doing something that you have not done before. If it's calling you, if it's calling you, if your future self is talking through you, talking to you through your gut feelings or through whispers. So be keen and mindful. This can be done in pockets of silences within the day. And praying, and of course gratitude is always a good thing. It always works. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Always switch your I get to I got to. You got to do the thing that you are called to do. So that is a gift, that your eyes are on the prize, and the prize is the process, my friends. The where it's at is in the journey, not the reward. Okay, we always tend to look at what are you gonna get out of a thing. It's what is the thing gonna get out of you? That is what matters. What can you serve? What can you contribute? And it doesn't need to be a grand thing. Sometimes it's just presence, a smile, an approval, an acceptance, a little help, a little helping hand. And this can be done by filling up your cup first. Filling up your cup with purity, right perception, right thinking, a strong body, a well-organized financial system, okay, get your personal finances in check, that will bring you a whole lot of peace, and that will give you a whole lot of confidence to give. And it is easy. Personal balances, personal finances are taught in podcasts. Like Ramit Sethi is a good teacher. He's gonna teach you how to get in balance. If they can do it, you can do it too. You gotta be balanced in your finances. You gotta be in balance in your relationships. You gotta be in balance in your thinking. And of course, a strong, strong body. Eat clean, drink your vegan protein shake, and lift those kettlebells. And enjoy your life each and every moment, for each and every moment is complete as it is. I've been listening to a lot of Byron Katie, Bob Proctor, and a lot of Eat Blog Talk to help me with my food blog, makepurethyheart.com, and I'm listening to all of those creators in Substack, for that's where I create the most. If you find value in these monologues, or however you want to call this, your pep talk, let me be your personal advisor or personal coach. Coach? Is that a nice thing? Yeah. I'm the voice inside your head that keeps on talking about the good things. I'm your optimistic whisperer. That sounds good. Okay, that's it for today. We exceeded by 2 minutes, but feel free to listen to all of the episodes. Click share, click subscribe, click the notification, and let's stay consistent, because life is really a gift. The sun is shining, and feel the warmth. Feel its warmth as it hits your face, and relax the forehead. And bring your water bottle and let it be bathed in the sun as well. Okay? That's it for today. Namaste.